Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Well, hello, hello, hello. And I want to welcome you to a very special episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Today's episode is coming to you live from the Strong Moms Fitness Facebook group, where I am hosting my first ever giveaway summit. Right now in the Facebook group, one lucky mama is going to win over $1,400 worth of products and services curated to help new moms kick butt. The best part is that it is super easy to participate and super easy to win. So head over to Facebook, and if you search Strong Moms Pregnancy, my group will come up right on top. Once you're in the group, you can start accumulating points. All you need to do is hit the invite button under the Facebook group banner. Invite all your female mom friends who you think would love to be connected with other mamas just like them. So how do you win the prize? Well, the mom with the most invites at the end of the giveaway will win it all. So head over to the Facebook group and start inviting now to win. What you'll be hearing now after this message is a summit feature presentation from one of the lovely ladies who is donating their product and service to the giveaway. Today, she will be sharing all about the prize she is giving away and is also going to educate you on a topic that all moms need to know. I hope you enjoy the presentation, and I look forward to seeing you in our Facebook group. And who knows, maybe you could be the winner of our $1,400 summit giveaway prize. Link is also in the show notes. So let's begin.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me today, taking the time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate you being here, and I want to offer some great information for you to help you attain your goals. You know, we all have defining moments in our life, and those moments are moments that really the decisions that we make at that time can change everything for us. My name is Jeanette Paxia, and my defining moment was when I lost my mom. Unfortunately, she lost her battle with cancer in 2010. Through the process of the last month of her life, I felt like I was in a dream world, you know, really just moving forward, taking care of my kids, taking care of her, working and doing what I could to help her. And then when she passed away, and, you know, after the funeral, I remember sitting there and thinking, how am I going to move forward? What am I going to do next? I was so sad, so depressed, and just really, really missed her. She really was a wonderful person, a strong presence in my life. And I made the decision that she passed away at 66, and I didn't want to start counting down the years till I was 66, and felt like that then I would also pass that time. So I made some key decisions in my life. And one of those was deciding that I was going to become healthier overall, mind, body, and spirit. And I made a lot of changes in my life. I shed over 85 pounds. I just really looked at my relationships and what I was doing in my life, my exercise, my mindset, and I really changed everything. It was a slow process. It's been over 12 years, but I did successfully shed over 85 pounds, and I kept that off. After I shed it, I decided that I wanted to help others do the same. My mom was a very giving person. Her funeral, there was only standing room there. And I decided that I wanted to do the same as her and give. And so I became a health coach. I was already a nurse. I've been in medical for over 25 years. And I became a National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach. And it was then that I was able to give back and help others attain their healthy lifestyle goals. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the three steps that you can take to make any change in your life, but especially shedding weight. So I'm going to approach it from that point of view. But again, you can use this for any change in your life. And I would say the first step in making a change is your mindset. Making the decision that you're really doing this. You really want to make this change. You can even write a contract with yourself and add in the contract what you're going to do if you deter and you fall off track. Ensuring that you know that this is an important decision for you. That why and why you're doing it is going to help you move forward when you feel like not doing it anymore. When you come across people that want to derail you or things that derail you, always things come up in life. So what are you going to do at that point? What happens if you do get derailed? Are you going to stay off track or get back on? For long-term sustainability, it's important that if you get off track, because it's probably going to happen at least once, you have that plan in place to get back on track. And so what are you going to do? So that why, creating that why and figuring out what you're going to do for you when you get off track. So take a few minutes, a half an hour, whatever you need to really focus on that. Take the time for you, write it down or record it, whatever way works best for you. The second thing that I want to talk about is your motivators. So in any change, we have motivators that help us attain and sustain our goal. And we're going after your goals, not mine. Maybe your goal is not to shed 85 pounds. Maybe it's shed 10. Maybe it's not even that. Maybe you just want to become overall healthier. But whatever your goal is, we have those motivators. We have intrinsic motivators and extrinsic motivators. The extrinsic or external motivators are those from other people. So maybe your doctors told you that you need to shed weight. Maybe you're pre-diabetic. Maybe someone told you that you look like you've gained some weight. What's going on? Maybe you're in that postpartum period and you have still not shed that baby weight. You know, I have my youngest is 13, so I can't use that as an excuse anymore. But, you know, there's times in your life that you add those extra pounds and it's needed to take care of your baby or your family. Whatever the extrinsic motivator is, maybe that's what's getting you there and getting you to the starting line. Maybe it's an event coming up. Those intrinsic motivators, those internal motivators, are motivators that those are the ones that are going to help you sustain it. And when you do start to fall off, they're going to be the ones that get you back on. So maybe it's you want more energy. You want to feel better. You want to look better overall. And, you know, really accepting where you are now is also important. But maybe you feel like you want to look better. There's something on your body you want to change. Maybe it's just a feeling of accomplishment. Whatever those internal motivators are, those are the ones that are going to get you not only to your goal, but it's going to sustain you. Those are the ones that, along with your why, are going to keep you going back. And it's going to keep you, when you get off track, getting back on track again. Remember, it's okay to get off track. There's going to be those days. There's going to be those choices. I mean, sometimes you have an event and you make the choice that day you might not eat as healthy as you do the other days, but you're going to get back on. You're not going to stay off of it. You're not going to go and, you know, one day you're going to eat a whole pizza. And then you're like, well, you know what? I already ate the pizza, so I might as well eat ice cream. I'll start back again tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and, you know, something else gets in the way. When you do choose to go off track, if that's your choice, that's your power, it's your choice, right? Just remember that contract with yourself so that you get back on. Because one day falls into the next day, falls into the next day, and then all of a sudden you are 20 days, 30 days, 40 days a year later, And instead of shedding the weight you wanted to shed or feeling better about yourself or having more energy or sleeping better, instead you're back to where you started. Maybe you're back to where you started and actually you've gained more. I always say when you yo-yo diet, I don't like the word diet because the word diet is in it. I really like healthy lifestyle change. But when you yo-yo, it actually makes you gain some of the weight back with friends. So instead of 10 pounds, you gain 15 back. So remembering your goals, your why, your intrinsic motivators, your extrinsic or external motivators are what get you going, but those intrinsic ones are going to keep you sustaining. The third thing I want to talk about today is finding what works for you. Amazingly, what works for me probably won't work for you. So you see your friend and she's like, oh, I shed 30 pounds to keto, and you try keto and you're like, oh my goodness, all I'm doing is gaining weight, or I feel lousy. What's wrong with me? It's not what's wrong with you. That doesn't work for you. Or maybe it worked for you when you were 20, but now you're 30 or now you're 40 and it doesn't work for you anymore. Things change in your life. So finding that unique set of food, exercise, mental focus, all of that together so that you can gain and get to your goals, so you can attain your goals, whatever those are. Remember, you know your why, so you know why you're doing this. So what are your goals? How can you not only get there but sustain it? Finding what works for you. And there's many ways to do that. Trial and error. I know that when I was going through the process, I would eat a food and try a new food, and then I would pay attention the next couple days and see what happened. I'd do elimination and see what foods didn't work for me. It was really a trial and error of a lot of time. And I really learned my body, myself, and what works for me and what doesn't. I do have a tool that I'm giving away in this contest, and that tool will help you quickly find what works for you. So you have the choice of actually trial and error and paying attention, or you can use this tool and get there a lot faster. I wish I had it when I started. Or you can do both, a combination. You can start with one, whatever works for you. Really, I'm honestly here to help you initiate change, get to your goals, and just feel overall better about yourself, whatever way you get there. The three ways that I went over today was finding your why, creating that contract with yourself, falling back on that when you get off track. The second way is to find your intrinsic motivators, pay attention to those, and use those to keep going when you fall off. And the third way is finding that unique program that works for you. You're different than everybody else. You're different at this time of your life than you were previously. So what works for you right now? Especially if you're in the period of pregnancy, postpartum, menopause. I'm going through menopause right now. It's another trial and error. But all those different changes in our life mean that we also have to change possibly what we're eating or doing, how we're sleeping, so that we can achieve our goals. So what can you do to achieve your goal? How can you get there? Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Jeanette Paxia from Pax Coaching. And thank you for being here and taking the time for you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.